KXRN News, I'm John Scott. Senator Ted Cruz giving New York low marks for its prosecution of former President Trump at his criminal trial. Correspondent Bob Agnew has more.
This is all about the election, nothing else.
In fact, Cruz says the case is so weak on its legal merits, it simply would not have been brought against anyone other than Donald Trump.
It is a not federal crime bootstrapped onto a not state crime.
The legal merits notwithstanding, Cruz says he fears the prosecution may have convinced anti-Trump New York jurors to return a verdict of guilty.
If it does, I'm confident that will be overturned on appeal, but the appeal doesn't happen until after the election, which is the whole point.
Bob Agnew reported.
Also at SRNNews.com, torrential rain, high winds, and large hail hit Omaha, Nebraska earlier today. More than 10,000 customers were without power in and around Omaha. More than 5 inches of rain in less than 2 hours. AAA says the post-pandemic travel boom will continue. This weekend,
the post-pandemic travel boom continues. Get ready for plenty of company if you're heading out of town for the unofficial start of summer.
We're projecting nearly 44 million travelers over the Memorial Day weekend, which comes close to matching 2005. But in the car travel category, we're projecting 38.4 million people. And that would be a new record for drivers over the long holiday weekend.
AAA spokeswoman Aixa Diaz on the travel numbers following the pandemic.
Ever since 2020, each year we saw some increases. And the past couple of years have just really been very impressive.
For those traveling by car, the average price for a gallon of gas is about $3.59. I'm Shelley Adler.
Then on Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow up 80 points, the NASDAQ adding 29. This is SRN News. A member of a teacher's union is expelled for questioning transgenderism.
Christina Barton is a student counselor for the Rochester, Minnesota public school system, and she thinks policies that encourage children to live as the opposite sex in class are wrong. Voicing those opinions has now gotten her kicked out of the Rochester Education Association. In a letter to Barton, republished by the nonprofit American Experiment, union brass say, quote, viewpoints are not free from consequences if they contribute to unprofessional behavior. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany's liberal government is moving quickly to remake the country on some cultural issues. So far, German lawmakers have entered a ban on doctors advertising abortion services and made it easier for transgender people to change their name and gender in official records. And the German government turning a deaf ear to protests from Christian churches. This is SRN News. One would think President Biden and former President Trump could not agree on the time of day, but as correspondent Jeremy House reports, they do actually agree on one issue.
When it comes to trade policy, the two presumptive presidential nominees have embraced surprisingly similar approaches, which means that whether either man wins the presidency, the United States seems poised to maintain a protectionist trade policy. The protectionist tilt of the two presidential contenders reflects the widespread view that opening the nation to more imports wiped out American manufacturing jobs and shuttered factories.
It's an especially potent political topic in Midwestern industrial states that will likely be deciding who wins the White House. Caitlin Clark signing a multi-year deal with Wilson Sporting Goods for a signature basketball line. The number one pick of the WNBA draft will also test, advise, and provide feedback on a range of Wilson products. More details at SRNNews.com.